This is Highway Radio. Thanks for listening. Gonzo's me. Josh Bell is here. Josh, it is good to see you.
It's good to be here.
Are you full of hate?
Always.
Let's go.
Josh Bell hates everything.
That's right, including your movie.
Josh Bell hates everything.
Except me.
Josh is our resident critic, and we're going to look at Toy Story 4.
Everyone, Bonnie made a friend in class.
She's already making friends.
No, she literally made a new friend. I want you to meet Forky.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
He's a spork.
Yes, yeah, I know. Forky is the most important toy to Bonnie right now. We all have to make sure nothing happens to him.
Woody, we have a situation.
And they're off. Okay, you can't hate on a movie with Tom Hanks.
Impossible. I could, but we couldn't do a whole list of bad movies that Tom Hanks has made.
That's true.
This is not one of them.
Okay.
I did not hate Toy Story 4 or any of the Toy Story movies. They're all very, very entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
And this one continues in that tradition. And I think a lot of people were worried because Toy Story 3 had this perfect ending.
Right.
You see the toys passed on from Andy, who's grown up, into young Bonnie. And it's a sort of circle of life thing, to quote another Disney movie.
Right.
And I was worried, too. I thought, do we really need Toy Story 4?
Right, weren't we done?
Right.
Right, they put it to bed nicely.
Yes, yeah. They did. And, of course, no, we don't need Toy Story 4. But
right.
If we're going to get Toy Story 4, I think Pixar has done as good a job as they possibly could. This isn't as emotionally powerful as the previous movies, but I think that's a smart move because they had that perfect ending. They're not going to try to recreate that.
Right.
This is more of a wacky adventure story. You heard in that little clip, we've got Forky, who is a sentient spork with some googly eyes. And there's some weird stuff going on with Forky, who believes he should be trashed. And so he's kind of suicidal,
right?
Which is an odd thing. But he's very, very important to Bonnie, the child who owns all the toys. So they all have to protect him. And they go on a road trip with the family. They end up at this carnival. And they're also, some of them get trapped in an antique shop. We've got the return of Bo Peep, voiced by Annie Potts, who wasn't in Toy Story 3. And they do a lot of fun stuff with her.
Mm-hmm.
More than Forky, even. I thought she was a really good addition with the way they handle her. She's kind of this self-sufficient, almost like Furiosa from Mad Max toy.
Right.
Out on her own. She reconnects with Woody. It's funny. It's clever. It does rehash some of the familiar elements of the series in terms of the rescue from a dangerous place. We've got the one kind of evil toy who wants to trap them. Here it's this vintage doll called Gabby Gabby, played by Christina Hendricks. And some of the similar themes about the kids growing up and leaving toys behind. But it's all done really well. It's funny. There's a lot of good new characters. Keanu Reeves is in it as well.
Wow.
As this Duke Kaboom, who's a sort of daredevil stunt driving toy.
All right.
That was a lot of fun. And the animation is just, it's amazing how far it's come since 1995 when the first Toy Story came out. I mean, there's parts of this movie where you would not realize that it was not live action if other than the fact that the toys are talking.
Right.
So, yeah, I think it's as good as you could hope for from a fourth Toy Story movie. Kids will like it.
Right.
Parents will like it. I liked it.
Can grown-ups go alone and not feel weird?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. I went alone.
Okay, well, yeah, that's your job. How many stars?
That is true.
How many stars for Toy Story 4?
I give it a 3.5 out of 5.
All
it's
right.
A good movie.
That's
it's
pretty
very
good.
Very entertaining.
Coming
yes.
From Josh Bell, who hates everything. JoshBellHatesEverything.com. Josh Bell Hates Everything on Facebook and on the Twitter.
And Signal Bleed on Twitter as well.
Sounds good. Josh Bell, good to see you, man.
Good to be here.
Drive carefully, people. This is Highway Radio.